Now, Evangelist Winston Time.
Thank you. Jesus said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard." Matthew 20:1. The laborers in this parable agreed to work for 1 shilling a day. This amounts to nearly 17 cents and appears to have been the price for a day's labor. Consequently, they went to work early in the morning. Others were employed about the third hour, which was 9 o'clock. The householder found others standing idle. They were employed at the sixth hour or at noon, and others were sent out the ninth hour, which was 3 p.m. The householder observed men who had stood nearly all day without employment, and they were sent into the vineyard as late in the day as the 11th hour. This was about 5 p.m., or an hour before the close of the day. All of the men who worked, regardless of the time they went to work, received the same amount. All the men who worked, regardless of the time they went to work at the first opportunity. This is a parable, or an illustration, telling us how it is in the kingdom of God. All labor receives a just compensation. The shilling represents eternal life. All workers in the vineyard will receive a reward far greater than they deserve, but rewards are not based on so much pay for so much work. A man serves God faithfully when he serves according to his abilities and opportunities. The purpose of the parable is to demonstrate the meaning of the Lord's statement, "But many shall be last that are first, and first that are last." This is the way men have received the blessings of salvation. The Jews were first to receive the invitation, but because of disbelief, they were cut off. The Gentiles who came in at the 11th hour were to become first through their acceptance of the gospel. This parable of workers in the vineyard is a picture of workers in the kingdom of God. It does teach that a man should enter into the kingdom of God at the first opportunity. Our chief concern is to work for the master. A worker may not have the opportunity to do as much work as the man who went to work early in the morning, but if he works according to his ability, he will receive the reward. God is not unrighteous to forget his work and labor of love. Hebrews 6:10. It is our solemn duty to work as soon as the Lord calls us, and to do what he tells us. We are called by the gospel. We are workers together with God. The parable of the workers in the vineyard gives an emphasis to the high and holy purpose of our relationship to God. The Holy Spirit brought the same lesson through Paul when he said, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God before prepared that we should walk in them." Ephesians 2:10. The man who works is the happy man. Some of our friends are working in the vineyard of the Lord. They are the happiest of men. Remember that God makes room for all who would work. It is possible for the individual to possess that force of character and inward power which determines the success of his work. There is a Spanish proverb that says, "He who loses wealth loses much, he who loses a friend loses more, but he who loses energy loses all." It is by the remission of labor that we become dishonest. Inactivity produces poverty and contempt, and before we know it, such things steal a march upon our faith, and we are overwhelmed with remorse and shame. You say, I regret that I have not worked in the vineyard. Please remember that regrets are useless, save when they awaken in our minds the desire to do better. The history of Elijah is a case in point. Look at a man on the sidelines. He came and sat down under a juniper tree, and he requested for himself that he might die, and said, It is enough, O Lord, take away my life. Despondency and despair are the result of inactivity. Too many of us are resting under the shade of the juniper tree. God gave Elijah something definite to do. God has given you and me work to do. The time is not tomorrow, but today. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. God's workmen were in the vineyard. Even so, must one work in the kingdom of God. It was Nicodemus who said, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no one can do signs that thou doest, except God be with him. John 3:2. Jesus answered, Except one be born anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus elaborated upon the new birth by saying, Except one be born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. One must be born anew before he can enter the kingdom. What takes place in the new birth? It is the transaction that takes place when man is delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of God's dear Son, Colossians 1:13. It is belief in and obedience to the gospel of Christ. The believing sinner must repent and be baptized into Christ for the remission of sins, Acts 2:38. All who were baptized into Christ were in the kingdom. The kingdom is a sphere of labor. God has circumscribed and limited the circuit or range of action. All Christians must work together. The writer of the book of Hebrews declared, And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and good works. Hebrews 10:24. The Apostle Paul said, For we are God's fellow workers. Ye are God's husbandry, God's building. 1 Corinthians 3:9. Families can help in this, the greatest of all work. It was Paul who encouraged the church at Rome to salute a good family. He said, Salute Priscilla and Aquila, my fellow workers in Christ Jesus. Romans 16:3. Last but not least is the work to be done by the women of the kingdom. It can be said of woman that though she was first in the transgression, she was among the first in her devotion to the Lord. Paul exhorted, Yea, I beseech thee also, true yoke fellow, help these women, for they labored with me in the gospel, with Clement also, and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life, Philippians 4:3. No one is too feeble or unskilled to do the work that Christ wants done. I pray that you will forget the past and look to the future. My friend, work with the talent that God gave you and remember that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. We have received the kingdom, which cannot be moved or shaken. Hebrews 12:28. Daniel predicted that the Son of Man would be given dominion, glory, and a kingdom which would never pass away. Daniel 7:13-14. The Apostle Peter speaks of the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 1:11. We rejoice in our citizenship. We were born into it, John 3:5. And we should count it all joy to work in the kingdom. There is room in the kingdom. Will you work and pray in the vineyard of the Lord? God bless you, my friend.